Hi, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome
to the best
2-on-1 ever! Live from Alex's backyard. She's not in paradise, but she's in her backyard.
Yes, that is true. Great
Which
observation,
is her version,
Amanda.
Of paradise.
Oh God, no, please. No, this is not my version of paradise. We have someone cleaning our house right now. So both me and my dog, Layla. Layla, say hi.
Woof.
are outside today, and we're gonna hope that the Wi-Fi cooperates for the entirety of this episode, because we have a lot to talk about, Amanda.
We do. We have moved on from The Bachelorette to Bachelor in Paradise summer again, even though it's fall.
And even though it's fall. I know. As soon as I came outside, Amanda's like, "You look like you're ready for work," and I'm like, "I just threw on a jacket because it's cold."
Alex is like in her business attire, and I'm in a Syracuse University jersey.
Oh my gosh, repping my sister's school. Shout out
to my mom.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know. Oh, I did know your mom went there. Yeah. I didn't know Carrie went there. That's true.
And my mom and my aunt Jill. So you're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
Yeah, shout out to Jill, Carrie, and Helene.
Anyway, so we're gonna dive in to Bachelor in Paradise. So freaking excited. What were your thoughts on the cast intros? I mean, they were pretty weird, especially, I guess I'll just jump into this because I think she's weird. Hunter, do you remember her from Clayton season?
I do remember her. I liked her. I thought she was cute. I don't remember the whole IBS saga.
I do, actually. But I tried to forget it. She was also the one that had the bumper car traumatic accident. Do you remember that?
Was that Hunter?
Yep.
I also remember, who was it? Annalise. Do you remember Annalise from a couple seasons ago? She had something similar. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah. I was like, why is she so familiar? And my mom's like, the bumper cars. I'm like, oh, that's her. She has IBS and bumper car problems. Yep. Oh my God. Yeah.
I was surprised she brought it up because I wouldn't have remembered. You know what I mean? And like she was.
I think
like,
that's why she did, and that's why she was on the toilet. For those of us that don't remember,
I know, but she was shitting through her bathing suit bottoms. Did you notice that?
Yes.
They like blurred it out, and I'm like, "There's no reason to blur it out. She's literally still wearing her bottoms."
I don't know what's gonna happen with her, but best of luck to you. Hopefully, you find love. This season, I think, consists of rejected girls from Clayton's season and shit.
And shit. So were there any people who you were particularly excited to see be on the beach?
Ooh, I really like Andrew S. From... Are you making a face?
No, go.
From Katie's season. I think he's hysterical. I like Justin from Katie's season.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited to see him. And I was especially excited. I do love Michael A. from
I love Michael A.
Katie's season. And from Clayton's season, I would say Serene.
Yeah, Serene. I like Serene. But when I saw that she was going to be on the cast, I was like, eh. But she really won me over this episode. I agree. The only reason I made a face about Andrew S. is because I do love Andrew S., but I feel like I had such an opinion of him and like an understanding of who he was. And it wasn't who I saw last night. I also found out that someone I know used to live in the same hallway as Andrew S. and Greg from Katie's season. They were roommates in New York City.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We can talk about who it was later, Amanda.
Okay. Well, who were you excited to see?
I would say the same. Michael A. I am a little cautious about Michael A. As much as I wanted him to be the bachelor, I was like, Michael A., go home to your son and like go find someone. Like get out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
I don't want it to hurt you. My dog is trying to climb up onto the table. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people who really fit in here. We've got Johnny.
Better suited for paradise. I mean, you buying toes in the sand?
Yeah. And Jill, I wasn't excited for Jill, but she was a standout character. I just love the personality. She was lots of fun. And I'm excited to see Shanae back on the beach. I hope she brings the drama.
The new Shanae?
The new Shanae.
I literally can't. I'm like, this is going back to old times. Shout out to Clayton. You know what I'm talking about. God. But yeah, I think Johnny's more in his element on Paradise, even though, you know, while he was still in The Bachelorette, we already saw in a trailer that he's on Paradise. So
yeah,
whatever.
It didn't take him very long to get there.
Yeah, the cast intros were good. I thought, I'm not buying Toes in the Sand. Sorry. Not my jam. But you know who I think is really gross, though?
Who?
Kira.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that she said that I was like, was, it's how many times I'm going to be in the boom boom room and with how many people. I'm like, you're a slut.
Amanda. I was just about to say, Amanda, are you slut shaming on our podcast?
I am slut shaming. I mean, like, come on, girl. Like, that's the first thing you say. You cut to the chase. You're like, let's get straight to the boom boom room.
Amanda and I had a private conversation the other day. I'm going to put us on blast. And I said to Amanda, I was like, Amanda, I'm afraid you might slut shame me someday. And Amanda was like, no, I would never. I love you. You live your life. And here we are. Here we are. Amanda.
But it wasn't directed at you.
It wasn't directed at me, but I'm not saying, like, my problem with Kira is not the fact that she wants to, like, go
get
in the
some action
room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My problem with Kira is who she wants to get the action from. Romeo, who has made his intentions very clear that he's interested in Jill.
Well, we'll dive into that a little later. I literally can't even. But these people, I feel like, are not wasting any time on the beach. I mean, Jacob and Shanae.
Already making
boom!
Out.
Serene. Brandon.
Boom! Wait, Amanda, I forgot to mention, I'm backtracking. I was going forward and now I'm backtracking. I'm the worst person to do a podcast with. If we've learned anything from season one of this podcast, do not do a podcast with me, is Jesse Palmer. He was wearing loafers and like khaki pants on the beach. And then did you catch what he said in his intro?
No.
Amanda. He said that there was going to be more man tears.
Oh, your favorite, the single man tear.
I was freaking out not even 30 seconds into the episode.
But
I'm
that's
like,
a
I
flashback.
Have to talk to Amanda about this. I know.
But okay. We're moving on to bigger and better things.
Yes, back man to the tier, actual show.
The man tear will come later.
Yes.
It
yes.
will. But I just feel like these people have wasted zero time. Let's get it on. Boom boom, you know,
boom boom,
you know what I mean? It's just, it's all happening so quickly. You blink and they're already making out
already. And except for someone like Teddy, who I forgot, but we were reminded very quickly she's
I like
virgin.
Teddy.
I like Teddy too, and it's not the fact that she's a virgin, it's just her general demeanor. Mm-hmm. She feels like a child to me.
Really? Yeah, I get that vibe a little bit.
Okay, good. The dog has now officially laid down. I was enticing her with some blueberries, and she has now laid down. So this.
But Andrew has had his eyes set on Teddy the entire time. Like,
and apparently
even his cousin,
they met before.
Yeah, and even his cousin. I don't know if you guys remember his cousin Clayton, who was on a previous season. I forgot what season already. It's like so freaking long.
His cousin. Oh, the football guy.
Yeah, Clayton. Oh, Becca's season. Yeah, he was on Becca's season. And he tweeted to Teddy. He's like, hey, I have a cousin for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it must have been a sign, you know, and Andrew was feeling it. And he came in, all of his intentions on Teddy. And Andrew got the first date. That was exciting. It was a cute date. And they like each other. He was nervous, you know, like.
I like that he was nervous. I thought he was very cute. I do love when someone's like, I'm really nervous right now. Like, please tell me. Like, I don't want to think that you're like just awkward in a conversation. Or like me, when I'm really nervous on a date, I have trouble eating.
Oh, that's where we're different. When I'm nervous, I eat.
But like, you want someone to know like your quirks and everything. So I thought that that was really sweet. But I don't see the sparks flying between Andrew and Teddy.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like Serene and Brandon will make it far. I'm calling that now. And I don't know, from the top of my head, like, Shanae and Jacob, I think it's like a couple more weeks and then they're done.
Yeah, Jacob might give her his rose, but like.
Or even the leaf on, you know.
Or even the leaf.
Yeah, just one leaf and his box of shame. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not surprised that Tarzan came to Paradise, to be honest with you, but you know what? YOLO. That's just what I have to say. And then another person who I was not too thrilled about returning to Paradise, because you didn't watch this season, Lace from Ben Higgins' season. Oh, she was already on Paradise. And there was this one girl, I totally forgot about her. Her name's Haley. And I loved what she said. I'm all for like alumni showing up at the beach, but 6 years, girl, come on, you're done here. That's when I realized I liked Haley, because I totally forgot about her.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize her.
I was like, good for you. You know, I like her. I think she's very funny. But Lace, it's like, I agree with Haley. Come on, girl. Like, get off the show.
I'm okay with like an older contestant coming back, but you have to have the right attitude. The fact that Lace was literally in the palapa or whatever, not the palapa, the bed. You know what I'm talking about. Like,
we know.
Just upset and complaining that no one was approaching her and she's the most beautiful she's ever been. And I'm like, girl, go, like, if you want it, get it. Like, don't lay up there. And then what did you think about the little prank she pulled on everyone to get attention?
Oh, it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And then Logan fell for it and he thought her name was Luce, which really made me laugh. Hey, Luce, Lace.
Yeah. She didn't even tell him what her name was. She was just like, did you call me Lewis? And he was like, no, Luce. And then she was like, Luce, like Lucy Goosey. I'm like, girl, it's day one.
Don't lie about your birthday.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, do something else to get attention. Don't tell people it's your birthday and have cake just because, you know, you just want someone to talk to you. That's so stupid. But I'm done with her, to be honest with you.
It does seem like she's going to stick around, though.
I know. I do feel like Logan is going to develop some kind of connection with her. I do see that brewing or someone
else. Oh, you think
so? Maybe. I don't know, but I definitely am like 100% in on Serene and Brandon. I just feel like they're going to be like the power couple through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, they'll be the new Serena and Joe, as Jesse said. Who are you looking for? The new Serena?
I still am not team Serena and Joe. I'm more of like a Mari and Kenny type girl. Like,
I'm more of Ashley and Jared. I gotta say, because I'm friendly with Ashley, so I gotta just, you know, stick with my gut here.
Oh, yeah. Ashley, come on our podcast.
Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, I mean, I just think Shanae's gross, and Serene and Brandon are gonna make it far.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's talk about this other very interesting love triangle that we tried to talk about earlier, which is Romeo, Jill, and Kira.
All names that I had forgotten, to be honest.
Could Romeo be Jill's cat daddy or zaddy? We don't know. But
she sure hopes so.
Just to give you guys some background here. So Romeo has hung out with Jill in the past, but he's also had history with Kira because they went to school together. I don't know if you knew that, but he's expressed that he's more interested in Jill. And next week looks like it's going to be a freaking shit show between Jill and Kira fighting over Romeo, which should be interesting for us.
Yes. Miserable for them.
But they've always been interested in the same men.
Yes. And apparently Kira and Jill like had a friendship for a while there.
Yeah, I don't care.
Jill and Romeo were just friends outside of the show, but
that's
then he
bullshit.
Kissed Kira.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion, Amanda, on the Bachelor Nation people like fraternizing with one another in between the shows and then coming onto Paradise and they already have relationships formed?
I really don't have an opinion. It's just, you know, like I can't even answer that question. It's annoying because I feel like people, you know, come on the show if like your friend is going on that you're close with on The Bachelor, right? So
right.
I mean, they already know, and then I feel like they do it on purpose, to be honest with you, because you know they want to fight over the same person, right? So just, I honestly think it's like for the ratings.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if you think the same way, but that's kind of like the answer to your question right there.
I do think that one season with Blake, when like they all went to Stagecoach and they had all made out with Blake before, like that was too much. But I do like a little bit of history to the drama.
Yeah.
And also, like, you don't necessarily know for a fact that you're going to be on Paradise. So like, are you just supposed to not go to like these bachelor parties and stuff? Like, I don't know. I don't love that this drama is getting played up with like what I might refer to as like the B cast, like Romeo and Jill. Like, these were not like franchise names coming into Paradise. And I feel like they got a leg up because they had a relationship and now they can be a center point in the drama. What I did like was when Johnny came down to the beach, and I think it was Genevieve and Serene. Also, I love Genevieve. I meant to say that. I'm excited that she's back. When Johnny came down to the beach right at the beginning, and Genevieve and Serene are like, who is that? They're like, I think he's from Gabby and Rachel's season, but like, we don't know him. Like, because they hadn't had a chance to meet. And like, that's what I like to see.
That was no, I agree. And then, okay, so you mentioned Genevieve. She's interested in Justin. You know, and who isn't, honestly? He's pretty great. And the facial expressions.
Yeah, cue facial expression sounds.
Love it. Love it. So Justin and Genevieve hit it off. So Alex, I do have a question for you, though.
What?
Do you know what a narwhal is?
Yes, I know what a narwhal is.
Okay, I was like, has Justin not seen Elf? Mr. Yeah. Narwhal.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Like, come on, man. Like, that's just a classic
line. Yeah, he was like, they have unicorns in the sea or something. I'm like, oh, God.
That part really aggravated me. I was like, bro, know your animals. It's just... I'm like, come on, man. I thought you had it in you until I watched that scene.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was a pretty... good premiere. I was here for it, and it looks like next week is gonna be freaking crazy because Victoria, throwback Thursday from Peter's season, walks in.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that goes, and she has a date card and she might ask Justin, so that's gonna cause some drama. I will say, I wanna get some of your couple predictions. My only couple prediction that I had like going into the show was Genevieve and Aaron. I don't know why. I don't have anything to back it up. I just feel like they have similar vibes.
All right, go with the flow.
And we did see in the preview that Aaron is going to come to the beach. But I don't think that Genevieve and Justin are meant to be. I don't know. What are your couple predictions? And what do you think of the couples that have formed? We've got Sierra and Michael A., Hunter and Johnny. Maybe Lace and Casey, it kind of looked like.
I don't know. I mean, I'm 100% confident in Serene and Brandon.
You think Jacob, there's a ring on the finger?
Yes.
Yeah.
I also think that Sierra and Michael, odd pairing.
Odd pairing.
I don't see it.
It reminds me of a Serena and Joe. I felt like when they got together, the big age difference... I don't know. I was like, this is
I was
weird.
A little uncomfortable. But...
Yeah, but they worked.
Yeah. And then who else is there? Shanae and Jacob, automatic no. Logan and Lace, no.
No.
I just am not too optimistic right now.
What about like Jill and Romeo?
Maybe. I don't know. But I feel like I need to see more when more people come on. To make my decisions.
As I know. People are going to go home real fast. And all of a sudden we're going to be stuck with a whole different cast.
It's going to happen very quickly. And, you know, I feel like the more we watch, the better I'll be at answering that question.
Fair.
But for now, I'm going to stick with my gut that Brandon is putting a ring on it for Serene.
That's
calling
it
right here, right now. Amanda says that they're going to get engaged.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We'll see. But stay tuned, you guys, for our next Bachelor in Paradise recap. Any final thoughts? I think we hit everything.
Layla, do you have anything to say? Oh, God. Here, let me give her a blueberry so she'll say something. Layla.
She didn't say anything.
No, she didn't watch with me last night either. She was asleep when I got home. So
So she can't recap with us.
No,
it's okay,
she can't.
Layla.
Maybe next week.
But I am looking forward to next week and the rest of the season with you. It's another journey for us. Season 2 of the best 2-on-1 ever.
I'm so proud of us.
Go us.
Go us.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.